We're talking with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities about the three USDA reports that came out today detailing the ending stocks and the new production stocks of grains around the world. Tom, what do those reports tell us?
We had three reports today, an update of the old crop situation, an update, or I should say our first numbers for the new crop, and then our first look at wheat production numbers. Old crop ending stocks today really held no surprises. Corn, 759 million bushels, 2 million more than what we saw back in April. The soybeans, 125 million, it was unchanged from April, and wheat at 731 million, unchanged from April. So no big changes there. Very much the same when you look at the world-ending stocks, as we saw a slight decrease in soy stocks, a slight increase in corn stocks worldwide, and we saw the world wheat stocks actually down 2 million metric tons. Now, speaking of wheat, let's just move into the wheat production numbers that we saw today. All wheat came in at 1.49 billion bushels. That is 7 million less than what the trade was looking for and 156 million less than wheat harvested last year. Hard red winter was 768 million, 8 million less than what the trade was looking for, 236 million less than we produced last year. Soft red winter came in 3 million less than the trade expected at 501 million. That is 81 million more than a year ago. Now, Kansas is expected to produce 299.7 million bushels. That is 82.5 million less than a year ago. Oklahoma expected to produce 114 million, 40.8 million less than a year ago. And Texas at 54 million, 42 million less than a year ago. You take the reduction of those three states, it equals 165 million. That's 70% of what they estimated would be less than we produced last year in the nation of hard red winter wheat. We also saw our new crop ending stocks come in for corn today at 2.004 billion bushels. That is 11 million more than what the trade was looking for. The soybeans came in at 265 million, 29 million more than what the trade was looking for, and wheat at 670 million, 12 million more than what the trade looked for. Looking at the world ending stocks, same situation there. World soy stock, 74.96 million metric tons, almost 6 million metric tons more than what the trade thought. The world stocks on corn, 154.63 million metric tons, almost 3 million metric tons more than the trade looked for. And world wheat at 186.38 million metric tons, all a little over 2 million metric tons more than what the trade expected. We're also looking at the world wheat production could be a record 701 million metric tons, and world corn production a record 966 million metric tons. So you can see the most negativeness came from our 2013-14 crop production numbers. I will make one last comment. If these numbers would have came in the other way around, price friendly, the market would have been up, I would give you the same comments that I'm going to give you now. Don't get overly concerned about these numbers. We have a whole growing season ahead of us. And just like we learned last year, things can change very quickly and very dramatically.
Thanks, Tom. That's Tom Loeffler with Loeffler Commodities.